between in the world today. And I don't think you're going to see anything revolutionary, and I think you will see all food and beverage companies adjust to the expressed preferences of the consumers as they go along. No company ever does well ignoring its consumers, but there will be, I would predict 20 years from now, there will be more people, there will be more Coca-Cola cases consumed than there are now by some margin. Back in the late 1930s, Fortune ran an article saying that the growth of Coca-Cola was all over, and when we bought our Coca-Cola stock in 1988, people were not that enthused about gross profit, at least for the product. I sit here as somebody who, in the last 30 years, one quarter of all the calories I've consumed come from Coca-Cola. And that is not an exaggeration. I am one quarter Coca-Cola. I'm not sure which quarter, but if you really, I don't think there is this choice. I think there's a lot to be said about being happy with what you're doing. If I've been eating broccoli and Brussels sprouts and all that all my life, I don't think I'd live as long. Every meal I would approach thinking, it's like going to jail or something. Charlie's 91, and his habits aren't that different than mine. They're slightly better, but
there's no question about it. The way I look at it is, sugar is an enormously helpful substance. It prevents premature softening of the arteries. And the way I look at it is that if I die a little sooner, that'll just be avoiding a few months of drooling in a nursing home.
Charlie and I have enjoyed every meal we've ever had, virtually, except when I was eating my grandfather's, and he maybe eat those damn green vegetables. There obviously are some shifts in preferences, although it's remarkable how durable items are in this field. Berkshire Hathaway, I believe, was the largest shareholder of General Foods from about 1981 or thereabouts to about 1984 when it was bought by Philip Morris. And, that's 30 plus years ago, and those same brands, they went through Philip Morris, they got spun out as Kraft, they broke Kraft into two pieces, but now we're going to own those brands, and they're terrific brands. Heinz goes back to 1869. The ketchup came out a little later. They went bankrupt, actually, when they were counting on the horseradish or whatever it was. But the ketchup came out in the 1870s, and Coca-Cola dates to 1886. And it's a pretty good bet that an awful lot of people are going to like the same thing. And when I compare drinking Coca-Cola, to something that somebody would sell me at Whole Foods, I don't know. I don't see smiles on the faces of people at Whole Foods. So I like the brands we're buying,
Andrew.
Okay. Greg Warren.
Thank you, Warren.